Welcome to Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis. I am your host, Robin Alexis. And as a mother who birthed two sets of twins and then buried one from each set, I am very familiar with the shock of experiencing loss. Loss can present itself in many ways. It can be the loss of a baby, person, beloved pet, health, career, and more. But we all have to learn how to deal with loss. So how do each of us in our own unique ways cope with loss? This show is an opportunity for our guests to share with us the experience of what they lost and how they coped through it. If you would like to be a guest on Sharing Love and Loss, please email me, your host, Robin Alexis, at spiritladyrobin@gmail.com. That's spiritladyrobin@gmail.com. And to feel more safe contacting me about your personal story of love and loss, please learn more about me, your host, Robin Alexis. Visit my website, robinalexis.com. Today's guest is Karen Berzensky. And boy, what is it like when you get hit by a car and have to restore your life again? Fascinating guest. Stay tuned.
Crave freedom with joy in your life? Have you ever wished for a life of ease in your mind, body, and soul? Giving and receiving love? Joy Air is a certified emotion code and body code practitioner, and she's accepting new clients now. Call her at 360-582-6595 to find out more about her work and to schedule your appointment. Experience freedom with joy. Call her at 360-582-6595 now. She is amazing.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Join Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets every Wednesday at 12 noon on KKNW 1150 AM. Every Wednesday, you can call into Mystic Radio for a past life reading or a spiritual healing for you and your pets. Robin Alexis is an exceptionally talented intuitive who's identified hundreds of people's past lives. Nels Rasmussen is a renowned spiritual energy balancer who is adept at remote healing for you and your pets. Join us Wednesdays at 12 noon for Mystic Radio on KKNW 1150 AM.
A very deep bow to our courageous next caller. Her name is Karen, and Karen is going to share with us experiencing the love of what she felt was her perfect life, and then something happening seemingly out of the blue that caused her to lose feeling like she was still in touch with living the dream of her perfect life. So welcome, Karen.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, and I know that you're going to have a lot of wisdom to share with people. So why don't you start with, what was your perfect life? What happened that shifted the frequency, and how did you get through it all?
Oh my gosh, where do we start? Well, I was living and working in New York in 2008, and I was acting and working a day job, and I was on my way to my day job. I was crossing the street at 25th Street and 11th Avenue in Chelsea, and I was hit by a car. There was a lady making a left-hand turn onto 11th Avenue, and she didn't see me. She was distracted. She hit me on the right side of my body. I was flung up onto the hood of her car, hit my head in the windshield, was flung back to the concrete. I landed on my left hip, and she ran over my right
Oh my goodness.
So it was pretty intense. Yeah.
Oh, and Karen, did you see her coming?
No, I did not. I was kind of an arrogant pedestrian, if I may be so honest. I knew I had the right of way, and it was a cold February day. It was freezing cold. I just wanted to get inside. And mm-hmm. so I was just walking across the street with a bunch of other people. And, you know, then out of nowhere, this car slams into my body. And it was so funny. The only thing I really remember about that specific moment was the moment of impact. Like, I can still hear the sound mm-hmm. of my body when it went up onto the car. And I had this split second thought of, this is not good.
Oh, and my gosh.
Which I didn't really even remember until a few years later, but I was, and then I just found myself sitting in the middle of the street. I don't remember anything in between, and a crowd of people gathered around me. And I just remember looking right and thinking, oh shoot, I just got mm-hmm. hit by a car and now I'm going to get run over because I saw all the oncoming traffic coming.
Oh,
of course that didn't happen because there were a group of people around me and people saw what happened. And then, you know, there was an ambulance there and like what felt like just a split second. And another second, there was a cop in my face asking me what the date was and where I worked and who the president was. And then I was taken to St. Vincent's Hospital, which no longer exists.
That's scary.
Yeah. And I, you know, I almost hyperventilated in the ambulance, but all in all, I was very lucky. No broken bones, no fractures. I had herniated discs in my upper and lower spine, bulging/herniated discs, but a tremendous amount of pain in my left hip and my right ankle. And then over the course of the next few weeks and months, what started out as left hip and right ankle pain started to morph into this like all over my body pain. And I didn't know that that could happen. I thought like the pain that I started feeling in my knees and like my neck and my back were unrelated to the pain that I was, that had happened because of the accident in my hip and my ankle, because I had no idea how interrelated everything is in your body. So I just thought like God was punishing. I didn't know what to think. I was like, how is all this stuff going wrong? You know, all at the same time, this is so weird. And I was just, you know, I was a very active person. I was doing yoga almost every day. I did Taibo. I ran around the city for miles at a time. And I tried to keep doing that after the accident, thinking, oh, I'll just mind over matter this. Like, this isn't going to take me down. Like, this is just, a step on the path, whatever. I'll push my way through it. I'm from Jersey. I was born in Queens. I'm tough. I'm going to figure out, you know, how to just keep going and not let this get me down. And I realized that my body is very powerful, much more powerful than I thought it was. And I was forced to stop doing pretty much all physical activity, which was very, very hard for me because that was such a stress relief for me. And it was a meditative thing for me. And I had to let that go. And part of my identity was tied up in that as well. Like if I wasn't an athlete, if I wasn't strong, if I wasn't mm-hmm. doing all of those things, if I wasn't a yogi, who was I? And then, you know, I, on top of the physical pain, there was a huge emotional pain as well. It was emotional. It was spiritual. I was having nightmares. I couldn't stop crying. Like I had a really hard time not crying every single day. And I couldn't talk about anything except the accident.
That was my next question. Yeah. Who were you processing this with? It sounds like you were silently terrorized by all these unexpected events that were occurring when you had this, your whole life planned out.
Yeah. And I just thought I was going crazy. Like I didn't know that these were all symptoms of PTSD.
And for people who don't know, would you tell people what PTSD is?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. So when I thought about PTSD back in 2008, 2009, the first few years of that, like I thought, oh, people coming back from war or people who are in a natural disaster, but not people who are in a car accident. I had actually been in smaller car accidents before and nothing like this had ever happened. So I was completely just baffled by what was happening and I just didn't understand it. And I internalized it all. And there wasn't, I mean, this is problematic. Like there wasn't any doctor, not even like the law, because I was immediately thrust into a lawsuit as well. My lawyer didn't say anything. My doctors didn't say anything. Like, by the way, you might want to consider the fact that you're probably going to have some PTSD from this, and the symptoms that you're experiencing are actually a normal response to what you've just gone through.
And I think that's a vital piece of information that you're giving to our listeners who go through events where there's no like boundaries or format of understanding, comprehending what can be the implications of a traumatic event. And like you said, sometimes a traumatic event will happen and it's not the one that throws you off your balance. But in this case, it impacted you body, mind, and soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because not only was I thinking about my physical body, but I started asking myself questions about how this was going to impact my life in the next year, the next 3 years, the next 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. Because if my body wasn't going to function in the way that it used to, then I would have to reevaluate everything I thought I was going to do in my life moving forward, which was another trauma on top of the trauma. I was 29 yeah. years old when this happened. So I was super young. And to think like my life now was not going to be what I thought it was going to be was
grief
wrenching, like terrible grief.
Have you ever gotten that grief out of your body?
Well, yes. I think I probably still carry a little bit, but I've gotten a tremendous amount out. And that didn't happen until I realized that I had PTSD after I talked to a behavioral health counselor on the phone about an unrelated issue. And she's the one who finally clued me in. And she's
wow.
like, you might want to read this book. And I was like, oh my gosh. I don't even remember what the book was, but she recommended some resources and she said, you know, that's the clear signs of PTSD. And I was like, what? And so I dove down the rabbit hole of like learning more about that. And even just the intellectual understanding of what was going on was like such an energetic load off of my shoulders.
Because you knew you weren't crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's just go to break right now, and then let's come back and find out how did Karen, after she realized she wasn't crazy, get to the other side of all this so that she's actually on the show with us, telling us how we can move through love and loss if we're experiencing things similar to Karen.
Crave freedom with joy in your life? Have you ever wished for a life of ease in your mind, body, and soul? Giving and receiving love? Joy Air is a certified emotion code and body code practitioner, and she's accepting new clients now. Call her at 360-582-6595 to find out more about her work and to schedule your appointment. Experience freedom with joy. Call her at 360-582-6595 now. She is amazing.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Join Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets every Wednesday at 12 noon on KKNW 1150 AM. Every Wednesday, you can call into Mystic Radio for a past life reading or a spiritual healing for you and your pets. Robin Alexis is an exceptionally talented intuitive who's identified hundreds of people's past lives. Nels Rasmussen is a renowned spiritual energy balancer who is adept at remote healing for you and your pets. Join us Wednesdays at 12 noon for Mystic Radio on KKNW 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show, Karen. We were talking about when you realized that you had post-traumatic stress syndrome and how much that relieved your anxiety because you were able to start formulating a plan of how to heal yourself. So let's take the story from there. How did you do that?
Yeah, I didn't know how to do that. It was just trying different things one step at a time and looking for resources wherever I could find them. I happened to meet a life coach somewhere in that journey, and she told me about this guy named Dr. David Berselli, who teaches this thing called TRE, trauma releasing exercises. And are you familiar with it?
I've heard about it once from another person, so please continue.
Yeah, it's basically a series of 7 different exercises that are specifically designed to get your body to tremor in a safe way, the way that your body is actually designed to tremor after it goes through a trauma. So you know how, like, when ducks get into a fight and then they just go, then they ruffle their feathers and they, you know, swim in opposite directions.
Yeah.
That's like a natural trauma release. Their body is actually getting rid of that trauma from the little spat that they had. And then they're, you know, going on their way. Hmm. And that helps facilitate the processing of all of that energy. But
that's how they get their ducks in a row.
Exactly. They're very wise, those ducks.
Yeah. So they honor the trauma and they go through that body response mechanism. Yeah. So when you started doing that, did you do that in a group? Did you do private sessions? How'd you do that?
So it's funny because I did it in a workshop, in a group setting. But what was interesting is that everyone else in the class could shake except me. And I was like, I went through this whole weekend and it sounded so great and I got it on intellectual level, but for some reason I had a really hard time shaking. And I was like, what is going on with me? And then of course I logged it as like, here's one more thing that I can't even do, like lay on the floor and shake with other people. So there was that on top of it too. But so I wanted to try this again after that one workshop. And then I saw that David was going to be at Esalen in Northern California on a longer retreat style retreat. And I signed up. And it wasn't until that retreat that I started to understand really like how to move forward. Because at that point, I had gotten enough of an intellectual understanding of knowing that the physical pain wasn't just about the physical injuries. It was so much about the emotional suppression of the grief and the fear and the sadness and the lost dream and the, you know, what's my life going to be now moving forward and all of that that I had shoved down inside of my body and didn't know how to let go of, and also didn't feel safe enough to let that go, to let it come up and out. So,
well, your description of everything you've gone through and your fortitude to find what worked to get your bearings back, that is such powerful self-love and self-care. I'm really, really impressed with that. And now here you are sharing a tool that can help other people. So why don't you mention again that doctor's name and this procedure, so that if somebody's listening and they want to also do what you did.
Yeah, his name is Dr. David Berselli, Berceli. He's an absolutely wonderful human being. I believe he's retired at this point, but he has some wonderful facilitators around the world who are doing this work with veterans and anyone who's gone through any kind of trauma. But also on that retreat, I met a man who was an EFT master, and this is where things really shifted for me. So EFT is emotional freedom technique. It's tapping on the body. And it's another way to release the stuff, the emotional stuff that you've been holding in. And I met this man and he said, do you want an EFT session? And I was like, at this point, I'll try anything, even tapping on my face to like try and get rid of physical pain.
Yes.
Let's see what happens. I'd heard of EFT at that point, tried it, didn't work for me. And I was like, I'll put it on the back burner, get back to it. So anyway, I have this session with this guy whose name is Victor Lee Lewis, who is absolutely incredible. He lives in Northern California. And over the course of about 90 minutes together, there were about 4 of us in a group. He took what started out as a level 10 pain and an emotional reaction to even thinking about the accident to a zero.
Wow.
And at the end of that session, and it's not like all the pain went away in that session, but like the emotional charge like vanished to the exact thing that we were talking about, which was the day of the accident. And then there were some subsequent things that were pretty charged for me, like the deposition that I had to do.
Ugh, yeah, those are awful.
They were terrible. And I literally couldn't like have the exact same reaction that I had the day of those things when I spoke about it with someone else. So it was literally like that, all of that energy was living in my body as if it was still mm-hmm. happening.
And well, yeah, there's two things I'm feeling about you, more observations of you is, number one, you seem to have had not only this tenacity of self-care and exploration to get to the bottom of it, to, you know, restore yourself, but you also seem to have like a slight, almost like sense of humor in here where you were like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I'm sensing that in the approach that you have for life. Like when you made that comment about, oh, it's so bad, I'm even willing to tap on my face. You actually had a bit of humor in there.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous when I look back at it and I'm like, it's so funny. Some of the things that I went through and that I tried and that I'm like, all of this is like a, you know, a trial of errors of like, let's see how strong Karen is and like what she can get through. It's just like, if I don't look back on it with a sense of humor, like, you know, I'm done, you know, put a fork in me.
really impressed with this, with what you're sharing for information and how healthy you are. Like you've had a healthy perspective, even when you were unhealthy and trying to get yourself healthy. That's remarkable.
I mean, moving through it was very challenging. And there were days where I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this day. And I feel like I'm 173 years old and my body feels like it's just, you know, it's done with this lifetime. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm done with this lifetime. And I remember there was one point when, cause I had to move back with my parents, at a certain point, which was very humbling.
Yeah. I had to do that at one point too.
You know, but you gotta do. And I just remember thinking like, you know, why don't you want to just, you know, call it? And when I really like checked in and answered that question, I was like, I don't know exactly, but like, I felt something in what I now call the center point of my soul. It's like the very center of my being. It's like that North Star, that something that's connected to something bigger than myself, God, higher power, universe, whatever. And it just said, keep going. And I think it had information, access to information that I didn't have access to in that moment, meaning that like it knew that there was a future out there that was bigger than the moment I was experiencing in the present moment.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And what is it? Where are you now? And if people do want to get a hold of you, they want to find out what you're doing. Do you have anything you'd like to offer?
Sure. Well, I wound up becoming certified in tapping after that.
Oh.
I moved across the country from New Jersey to California. I got certified in tapping. I became a certified life coach. I now have my own business. It's actually around money mindset issues because I went through a journey with that through the whole accident thing. And it's interesting how the dynamics between money and healing are basically the same. So that's what I'm doing now. And you can find me at theluckysoul.com or at theluckysoul on Instagram. And I'm still acting and creating and keeping my spirit alive in that way as well.
Well, thank you. And do you feel that your acting has improved after you've gone through all of these depths of emotions and experiences?
Totally. I'm a much more, you know, interesting person, I think, because of what I have gone through. And I have a deeper understanding of, you know, some things that I think can really come through now in my acting. So absolutely, it's you know, it's something that now I find is threaded, that what I've learned and what I've, the gold that I have found in the proverbial dark is now threaded into everything that I do in the world, whether it's having a conversation with someone at Starbucks or I'm acting or I'm coaching, whatever.
Or you're on this show, sharing love and loss. So thank you, Karen. Seriously, a very deep bow to your courageous heart and for sharing the way that you recovered from a tragic situation, and now you have so much to share. I'm sure you inspired a lot of people, and I hope people do get a hold of you. And again, what is that website that they can get a hold of you at?
It's theluckysoul.com, and my Instagram handle is the same, at theluckysoul.
Okay, Lucky Soul.
Feel free to reach out.
Yeah, thank you so much, Karen. This has been a wonderful, wonderful time that we've shared together.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin. Namaste.
The previous program, Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis, was produced by Eric Ryder and was brought to you by Freedom with Joy. I do invite you to subscribe to Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.